O Lord my God, how excellent is your name. Lord, you are good, you are kind, you are wonderful, you are great. Thank you for the love, thank you for your love, thank you for your provision, thank you for the dawning of another new day. I give you the glory, we give you all praise because you are the one that rules in the affairs of man. Lord, we exalt, appreciate you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your love that cannot be quantified. We exalt and appreciate you. We bless you, God, at all times. Your praise will continually be in our mouth. We bring our sacrifices of praise to you to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord Most High. We exalt you. Hallowed be your name for all you have done, for all you are doing, for what you will do. But thank you because you are the King of Kings. Thank you because you are great. Lord, we thank you because your faithfulness extends from generation to generation. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for delivering us from the powers of the wicked. We say thank you because you are the one that lifted up. Thank you for lifting us from every miry clay. Thank you for lifting us from shame. We give you the glory. We say thank you, Jesus, because you are our healer, deliverer. You are our preserver. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us victory. Thank you for daily help. We exalt you. Thank you because you are good. You are kind. You are more than our understanding. Thank you because you continually be our God. Thank you because you are our Father. We thank you for your love. Our thanksgiving is not enough, but we will continually say thank you, Jesus, because your steadfast love moves and cuts across every areas of our lives. We see you and we do not take this for granted. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the seventh day in the month of March, the first Saturday. We give God the glory for his joy, this journey so far. We thank you because his grace has kept us moving and his grace will continue to keep us moving in Jesus' name. I want us to make these words of declaration in faith that as I go today, I receive the strength to seek the Lord and I receive deliverance on all sides in Jesus' name. The Lord gives me understanding of what I need to know and he gives me victory on all sides in Jesus' name. I will seek the Lord daily. He will deliver me from all my fears and my troubles in the name of Jesus Christ. I put my trust in the Lord today. I will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will not be afraid of what man will do to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I'll be strengthened in my inner man. The power of the Most High will overshadow me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my stronghold and my defense as I go out today in Jesus' name. He is my safety. My safety is guaranteed in him in the name of Jesus Christ. I will lack nothing. I will not lack the help of the Lord because his love is for me. His love covers everything for me and gives me victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Today my hands are strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive strength from my inner man. The Spirit of the Lord overshadow me and strengthen me in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord upon me will not be in vain in the name of Jesus Christ. I will locate myself in the right place because God is my help. He will continually be my help in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning once again. From the beginning of this month, we'll be discussing about the help, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. As for me, my help is in the name of Jesus Christ, and I will continually function in his help. I will continually grow in his help. I will continually receive strength in his help in the name of Jesus Christ. Help is the aid that we need to navigate life with ease. But the help that is absence of the presence of God is not a lasting help. So let's say that the help of the Lord is the help we need to navigate life with ease. We will be taking our scripture from the book of Daniel chapter 10 from verse 11. We'll be taking only 11 and 12 today. It says, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, and understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken his words unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy word were heard, and I am come for thy words. Without the understanding of God, we cannot enjoy the help that is readily available for us. It is not that it is today that God wants to bring help for us. His help is standby. His help is readily available from the moment Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. He has sorted that help for us. But we can only enjoy the help when we have these three things, when we have the understanding of what God is saying. In that verse 11, Daniel was told that, wake up, arise, and have understanding of what I am saying. The understanding that is needed for you might not necessarily be the understanding that I need, because our needs are different. So the Bible is telling us that he told Daniel, have understanding of what I am saying to you. I want to throw the questions to you also. Do you have the understanding of what God is saying to you? Do I have the understanding of what God is saying to me? There are three points that are very, very needed in enjoying the help that has been available for us in the place of victory, in the place where God rose from the dead and destroyed the powers of hell and gave us victory. The first one is understanding. Do we have the understanding of what God is saying to us? That verse 11 said, have understanding. Stand upright and have understanding of what I'm saying. So the first one is for us to have understanding of what God is saying to us. Now, when we have gotten the understanding, the second one is saying we should stand upright. That means we should be in the right posture. We should align to that which is saying to us for us to enjoy the help. If we are in the wrong location, we might not be able to enjoy the help that he has provided for us, that is made available for us. So apart from having understanding, two, we should have the right posture. We should align to what God is saying. And the third one is talking about fear. Do not entertain fear. Do not allow fear. Fear will always come. In as much as we are human, we will experience fear. Fear will come. But fear is not real. Fear is a mirage. But it looks real. It is dreadful. It looks as if we cannot overcome it. That is why fear is false evidence appearing real. It is called a false evidence. It is called a mirage. It looks as if it is real, but it is not real. But when we have understanding and we stay in the posture, we understand that fear is not real, but it comes with a threat to make us think it's real, to throw us off balance. But the understanding of God gives us wisdom that this thing is not real. It is just there to make us feel agitated, to make us anxious for what is not. So the Bible is instructing us that we should have understanding, we should align, staying in the right posture, we should be upright, and we should not entertain fear. As we go in the journey of our life, the Lord will give us understanding that is needed for our lives in Jesus' name. He will teach us to be upright, to stand upright in him at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. And he will give us power over fear. The Bible said he has not given us the spirit of fear. He said he has given us sound mind. Sound mind is the antidote to fear. Sound mind. He has given us sound mind and power. That is what we need against fear. So fear is not from the Lord. Anytime we see that we are scared, we are being agitated, we should know that it is from the pit of hell, and we overcome it by the words of our testimony in Jesus' name, because the blood of the Lamb has sorted it for us. He has blotted out every handwriting. He has cancelled every fear, but we should not entertain it into our lives. The question is, whose reports will you believe? Every day we get reports, financial reports, academical reports, health reports, reports of all sides. And the question is, whose reports will you believe? Are you relying on the report of man or report of God? As for me, I have said, and I will continually say, that I will believe in the report of the Lord, because the report of the Lord is the one that is sure and is lasting forevermore. The second question is, who is the one that validates your life? For me, it is the Lord that validates my life. It is the Lord that makes the journey grounded for me. It is the Lord who justifies me. He is the one who is pertinent and carrying my relevance, making me relevant in this journey, because my help is rooted in him. My help is rooted in the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He is the one my help comes from, my God, in whom I trust. The Bible says he has given us the name. Whenever we call on the name of the Lord, he directs us to the name that is above every other name, the name that everything gets silenced
in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. They are bold, the name that is above every other name, the name that is stronger, the name that does not need anything to back it up, the name that has the assurance, the name that is fire, the name that is potent and continually be potent in our lives. That is when we make use of it. What is that situation that is making you feel helpless? Romans 8:33 said, it is the Lord who justifies me. So when we find ourselves in a helpless situation, we say this to it: it is the Lord who justifies me. I am not justifying myself. Nothing on this earth can justify me, but it is the Lord who justifies me. My help comes from him because I am rooted in him. The moment I gave my life to Christ and released my all to him, I have been rooted in him. I have been crucified in him. Not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Though I live in this body, but I am not the one in charge of my body. The power of the Lord is made manifest in me. He is rooted in me and is the one that justifies me. My root grows deeper in him. I bear fruit upward for him to the glory of his name. He nourishes me with his help on a daily basis and he makes me fruitful at all times. So he is the one that justifies me. There is no one that can condemn me. Romans 8:34 said, who is he that condemneth me? The answer is, it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who is also making intercessions for me. He is my help. He makes intercessions for me because he died and he rose. And he has said, it is finished. When it comes to my case, anything that is not of God is finished because I am winning from the place of victory. He said, it is finished. Anything that is trying to trouble me, said, it is finished because he makes intercessions for me. So our help is not in flesh, but is in God. But we are rooted in Christ because we have released our all. We have exchanged the rulership of our life. We have surrendered it unto him. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 and 27 says, my help is rooted in Christ Jesus because the Spirit helps my infirmity. For I know not what I should pray for as I ought to. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for me with groaning which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints. He maketh intercessions for me according to the will of God. Because he makes intercessions for me, my help is guaranteed. My help is sure because he knows the heart of God and he knows what I need per time. So he makes intercessions for me. Because that intercession is made for me, I have the guarantee, and all I have to do is to look unto the hills, cry unto my help who is above. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. I want us to pray this prayer. I receive and embrace the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. On a daily basis, I receive and I embrace the help that the Lord has made available for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not reject the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not reject the help of the Lord. I will embrace the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My eyes and my heart are open to the understanding of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what the situation is saying, no matter how helpless is looking, my eyes is open to the understanding of God. I receive the understanding of God. My eyes are enlightened. My heart receives wisdom and I walk in the consciousness of what God has for me. I have no fear because God is for me and my victory is certain in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 3 verse 2 says, this is what the enemy says, many are they which says to my soul, there is no help for him in God. That situation that is looking helpless, he say, look at her. Look at him, there is no help from him in God. But this is the answer you give when thoughts like that comes to you. He says, the Lord is my help. He is my shield. He is my glory and the lifter up of my head. When words like that comes to you that there is no help, that you are deserted, it looks as if there is no way out, you say to that voice, the Lord is my help, he is my shield, he is my glory, he is the lifter of my head. Because I am rooted in him, I have no fear. Because I am rooted in him, he is the lifter of my head. He will lift me up from every situation that wants to submerge me. I will not be submerged. I will be lifted up because I have a God who is there for me. A standby God who is there to fight my battles and give me victory. Not I that will fight, but God fights for me. I will always cry and lift my voice to the Lord. He will hear me in the morning, at noon, at night, he will answer my cry. He will never leave me desolate. He will never leave me comfortless. The Lord will hear me from his holy hills, because the Lord is my help. He is the one that sustains me. He is the one that makes me overcome every challenge that wants to throw me off balance. In the name of Jesus, because he will smite my enemies on the cheekbones. He will break their teeth, because he is my salvation. He is the one who helps me. I am not the one fighting, but he is the one that helps me. Let this be our consciousness as we go in the month of March. The Lord is the lifter up of my soul. He's the one who lifts me up. He's the one who fights my battle. He's the one who breaks the teeth of my enemies. He's the one that renders their power useless. That the understanding of the Lord will be made known unto me on a daily basis. I will not cry for help in lack of understanding. I receive the daily understanding of God to know that which he wants me to in every areas of my life that I call for help. I overcome fear because the Lord has given me sound mind. He has given me power. He has not called me to be a timid person, because he is the one that gives me victory. He is the one that gives me victory, and I am rooted in him. My fear is exchanged with sound mind and power from the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life aligns to the will of God. My life takes the right posture at all times in the name of Jesus Christ, and I receive my victory on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. My help is guaranteed, and I will continually be a partaker of the help of God. I will call upon him. He will answer me. He will deliver me from all my troubles. He will deliver me from all my fears. And he makes my feet to stand on the solid rock. He gives me victory because I overcome every fears. I overcome every challenges. I overcome the dragon who is the initiator of everything against the word of God. I overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, not by my blood, by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimony. This is my portion in the name of Jesus. My victory is guaranteed. I'm using this medium to encourage every one of us that we should keep moving. It is the help of the Lord that will make us journey to eternal rest. Without the help of God, we cannot journey right to eternal rest. It is the help of God that is readily available for us. The help of the Lord transforms us on a daily basis. The help of the Lord renews our mind to make us have understanding and stand right in the Lord. So the grace of the Lord is made available for us. We will receive the understanding. We will keep joining in a strength. We will keep joining in his strength, and we will make this heavenly home. We will get to our eternal rest in Jesus' name. And for those who are looking and saying, what are these people saying? You can only enjoy this help of the Lord when you surrender the leadership of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the name that is given to us above every other name. He is the name that answers to us. He is the salvation of our soul. When you release your rulership under his care, he takes charge of your life. He gives you understanding. He opens your eyes. He teaches you to stay in the right posture so that you can be a partaker of him. As you make that move to surrender your all, to exchange your rulership and submit under the will of the Spirit of the Lord will teach you. He will open your eyes. He will give you understanding to know what you are supposed to do, and he will teach you to walk that victorious walk in his help in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. It is well with every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. As you go this week, it is well with us. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.